On Grinnell College Week, what does the art on your walls say about you? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Timothy Arner, associate professor of English, discusses this question.
As you enter the Queen's Robing Room in the Palace of Westminster, to your right hangs a painting titled Generosity that shows Britain's legendary King Arthur lying on the battlefield as his best friend turned enemy, Sir Lancelot, stops another knight from slaying the defeated monarch. Further along the west wall is a painting titled Religion, in which Christ and the evangelists appear to Sir Galahad and his fellow Grail Seekers. Among the group of men adoring Christ is a woman in blue robes wearing a small crown. She is Sir Percival's sister, and according to Sir Thomas Malory, she is not supposed to be there. The last painting, called Courtesy, shows Sir Tristram playing the harp for his beloved Isolde, who is married to his uncle, King Mark. Given the tragic story of this love affair, the title seems ironic. And one can't help but notice that Tristram resembles the man who commissioned the painting in the 1840s, Queen Victoria's husband, Prince Albert. The Robing Room is a private chamber where Britain's monarch prepares to deliver the state opening of Parliament. It is decorated with frescoes and wood carvings depicting episodes from the Arthurian legend. While the art is meant to celebrate noble virtues, it also reminds us that the legend of King Arthur is a story of adultery, betrayal, and treason. Traditionally, much of the blame falls to Queen Guinevere, who is featured in the painting that hangs to the right of the door as one leaves the Robing Room and prepares to enter the House of Lords chamber. To what extent might Britain's Queen Victoria have identified with King Arthur or with Guinevere? And what does that say about her sense of herself as a queen in a patriarchal political culture? While we can only speculate about how Queen Victoria interpreted the room's Arthurian paintings, we can demonstrate the artwork's particular relevance to a female monarch who may have seen herself in or as both Arthur and Guinevere. We believe that public concerns about Victoria's gender, sexuality, and authority, concerns privately shared by the queen and her husband, provide a necessary context for understanding the Robing Room as a complex site of Victorian Arthuriana.
That was Timothy Arner of Grinnell College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.